Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So glad to have each and every one of you here this morning, and we're honored to have you. We know God's got something good for you today, and we want to thank you for coming. I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock. And if this is your first time at Oasis, we welcome you, and we want to give you a hand clap of welcome this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is awesome. Amen?
Amen.
God is awesome in this place this morning, like our song said.
Amen.
And He is here. He is in the midst of us today.
Amen.
And I know that God has got a special word just for you. Amen.
Amen.
He knows exactly what you need to hear today.
Amen.
And our God is so mighty, amen, that He can speak to each and every individual person and meet you right at your need this morning. So be ready to receive. Receive what God has for you.
Amen.
Because I know people came in here this morning with needs, with yeah. specific needs.
Uh-huh.
And God is a specific God.
Yes.
And He's
yes.
here to meet that specific
yes.
need in your
yes.
life today.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We take it seriously when we come into the house of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And we thank God that He is here to minister to us and to speak His word to us.
Amen.
So let's have open ears this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Let's have hearing ears this morning. Let's have seeing eyes. Let our spirits be open to what God would say to us today. Amen.
Amen.
Let us have hungry hearts today.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Let's just let God be
yes.
God this
Glory
morning.
Glory to
Amen.
God.
Because God is a mighty God.
Yeah.
He has a mighty word.
Yes.
And He's going to give a mighty word
yes.
for you today.
Yes.
And let's give Him a hand clap
Glory
of praise.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. God.
Woo.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God. It is neighbor looking time. And my neighbor is fired up. I'm talking about glory to God. Look at your neighbor, smile at your neighbor, point at your neighbor and say, I came
to receive
God's good word,
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
To receive
God's good word
this day. And
I declare
I'll never ever
be the same
again
in
Jesus'
name.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the rest of this service. Father, we thank You that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of Your calling. We thank You for revelation knowledge. We thank You that the Word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank You. Father God, Holy Spirit, speak through me, teach through me, preach through me. Help me to say what You want me to say the way You want me to say it. Holy Spirit, illuminate the eyes of my understanding. Illuminate me, Holy Spirit. Help me to preach this message that You've given me. Help me, Holy Spirit, flow through me. Father, we thank You in the name of Jesus that signs and wonders follow Your word, and we are preaching and teaching Your word this day, and we're expecting and believing to see signs and wonders follow this word this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. We entered into a higher place in praise and worship. Glory to God. Ask if you will to get your Bibles and go to Philippians chapter 4.
Yay!
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And the title today is Focus on the Good. And we actually heard some of that this morning already about focus. Philippians 4, starting verse number 6. I'm going to start out in King James. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. And in the Common English Bible, I'm going to skip down just to verse number 8. From now on, brothers and sisters, if anything is excellent and if anything is admirable, focus your thoughts on these things. All that is true, all that is holy, all that is just, all that is pure, all that is lovely, and all that is worthy of praise. And in the Amplified, just the last little phrase of it, If there's anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things. Center your mind on them, or focus your mind on them, and implant them in your heart. Now, how many of y'all need this? I know I do. The longer I live, the more I see that I need to pray about everything. Because if I don't pray about something, with me, I'll start carrying it. And if I carry it for any length of time, I still haven't prayed about it and given it to the Lord, it'll start getting heavy. And then it'll start worrying me. And then it'll have my focus. If I let it go for 3 or 4 days, it'll have my focus. And then I let it go for a week or two, it's really got my focus. I mean, it's at the forefront. It's at the center. And I've learned, or am learning, have not learned. I'm not already arrived at this, but I'm learning. Pray about it quickly. And then the focus will be where the focus should be, not on the problems all the time. Now, if I give it to Him and I don't take it back, how do I know if I took it back? My thoughts or my speech? I start talking about that problem. I start thinking about that problem that I already gave to Him. Then it'll be a weight to me. Otherwise, that problem is my focus. I'm thinking about it all the time. I'm talking about it all the time. I'm worried about it all the time. Now, okay, what are you focusing on? If you're in here today, now, we don't have just this audience. We do have a radio audience that's everywhere, and we get stuff all the time from people all over the place. Maybe you're under the sound of my voice today, and you're having marriage problems. You're more than likely focusing on the things your spouse does that you don't like. Now, how many of you have ever had marriage problems? How many of you ever had your focus on what you didn't like about your spouse? Okay? Everybody with their hand up is telling the truth. They're honest. Everybody with their head down, their hand not up, they're lying like dogs. Or either they're not married. Well, you just don't understand, Pastor. He's a no good, slandering piece of trash. Well, that's not focusing on the good. Yes, it is, Pastor. Those are his good traits. So let's start again. So you have marriage problems. Have you prayed about it? Have you truly given it to God? Do you want your marriage to be better? Stop focusing on everything that's wrong about it. Now hang on. Now this isn't just about marriage. This is everything. We're going to hit a bunch of stuff. But this is everything in life. Okay, no matter what your problem is, we're focusing on everything that's wrong about it. Stop telling others the things that your spouse does that annoy you. I need the Jeopardy music right now. You know, because we just need to think and meditate for a minute. Stop nagging your spouse to change. If you're having marriage problems, realize you are not perfect. You make mistakes too. Recognize, here it is, that you're part of the problem. Hang on. Did Pastor just say, I'm part of this problem? Yes, Pastor did. You are part of that problem. Well, no. He's 97% of the problem. You're still part of that problem. And he's probably not 97% of the problem. Okay, when we recognize that we're part of that problem, we can get help. Things can change. Now, this is revelation to me. I know I've taught this before, but I really got revelation when I was studying it this time. I saw something that I've never seen before. This will reset our negativity in any area that we're in. I know I've done it plenty of times when the devil's trying to oppress me or something. With, you know, discourage me or, you know, circumstances or whatever. I know I'll start making me a list of things I'm thankful for. But the revelation is it'll reset our thinking pattern. It'll change it. If we'll make a list, like a marriage problem, make a list of at least 10 things that you like about your spouse.
Amen.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I got two amens and a half a little amen somewhere out there. But we're getting there. We're getting there. This list will help you focus on the good. So it's important that you do the list. Then after you do the list, write down 10 things that are good in your marriage. Stop putting all your focus on what's wrong with your spouse and what's wrong with your marriage. Well, he's a good provider. Well, he's a good father. She's a good wife. She's a good mother. He's kind. She's courteous. He's generous. If you're really a doer of the word and you really write down these things, you will see improvement in 24 hours. In your marriage, you watch it. In 24 hours, if you're a doer of this word, you will see improvement, because the improvement is going to change the way you see things. And when we change how we see things, it affects us. And sometimes they're not so hard when we see things differently sometimes. Because now your mind is focused on the good. You've written it down and you're having to look at the good traits. Now you see these things. Now that's what you're looking for. It resets your mind to look at those things. You write it down and I'm telling you, there's a change. Well, Pastor, you just don't understand. I got problems on my job. Have you prayed about the situation? Yeah. Have you given it to God, really given it to Him? Now I know we give it to Him and we take it back. And I understand problems on the job are real. Problems in the marriage are real. They are part of life. But they get bigger the more we focus on them. What happens when we start focusing all the time about our problems? We think about them over and over and over and over and over and over. And we talk about them over and over and over and over. We tell everybody we know. By doing that, we're magnifying those problems and making them bigger. You just don't know how bad it is on my job. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know how stupid my boss is. You don't know how unfair this situation is. You may be in an unfair situation. It may be bad, but talking about it like that is not going to help anything. If you want a change, a real change, you want God to move in the situation, write down the things you like about it. What if you lost that job today? Are you thankful you got a job? Yeah, I'm thankful I got a job. Well, have you ever got a raise on that job? Well, I have got a raise. Have you ever had a bonus? Well, I have, but it wasn't that much. You're focusing on the wrong thing. You got a raise. You got a bonus. See, we're focusing on, well, it should have been more. No, you're focusing on the wrong thing. Well, you know, I had to work overtime. You got a job to work overtime in. You're focusing on the wrong thing. We all the time, a lot of times we get in this rut of focusing on the wrong things. And the Spirit of God is trying to get us, I want you to focus on the right things. You think this one came to me before it ever got to y'all. Because Pastor needs this more than all of y'all. I mean it. I'm so busy working on me with the Holy Spirit. I ain't got time to mess with you guys. I'm serious. This one's for me. Now if you take it, it's for you too. If you only focus on what's wrong with your job, it'll only make it harder. So what are you thankful for? Good pay? Good benefits? Good hours? Good co-workers? Bonuses, raises? Write it down. Write it down, and the good will cause your mind to refocus on the good, and it'll reset your focus. Well, Pastor, I got bad circumstances. I was involved in a car wreck. It totaled my car. Now I have to get it fixed. I have to wait. I have to get a loaner car. You're focusing on the wrong thing. Were you killed in the car wreck? Well, undoubtedly I'm not, because I'm talking to you, Pastor. Then can you get another car? Can you get that car fixed? Maybe not. Maybe, maybe not. But it's not the end of the world. You're focusing on the wrong thing. You're not focusing on... You should focus on what didn't happen. It could have been much worse. You could have been paralyzed from it. You could have been killed from it. You could be, you know, disabled for life from it. But you walked away from it. Focus on you are alive. I know we've told it before and we showed the pictures. Granny back when she used to drive, Sharon's mom, she lives with us, and she pulled, I don't know how it happened, but at the bridge, the new bridge, she pulled out, and a diesel truck hit her broadside, drug her car 60-something feet. The skid marks are all over the bridge and off the bridge to where it drug her. Didn't touch her. Not a scratch on her. I mean, the car is totaled, but her, there's not a scratch on. And Granny is like a cucumber. I've seen Granny get upset over, the food wasn't just perfect. You know, the butter beans or whatever. And she's called me, Rock. She said, I've been in a wreck, but everything's okay. I said, where are you at? She said, well, I was just hit by a diesel truck. I was thinking, she's delirious. She didn't get hit by no diesel truck. Where are you at? She told me where she's at. And I was the one that was delirious. I was like, I got to find her. And I was right there by her, but I didn't realize she was still on the bridge. And I'm telling you, but focus. Our focus, we could have focused on, I tell you, that's just the worst situation in the world. The good thing that came out of that, Granny is alive. Yes. Granny's doing well. Yes. It's all how you focus on it. Well, I was hit by, that's okay. That's okay. You can replace anything like that. Well, Pastor, you just don't know. I lost my job. Hang on. Raise your hand if you lost your job in the last 2 years. 1, 2, 3, 4. Stand up. 5, 6. Now that sounds like half a testimony to me. Hang on. I know most of these situations here. Hang on. Natasha, is the other part of this, I got a better job? Wait a minute. I want to make sure now. So you lost your job. That's a bad thing. But you got a better job. Hang on, Tina. Did you lose your job? You got a better job? You lost half your house. Have you got a better house? Steve, you lost your job. You was unemployed for a while. But you got a better job. You got a job you didn't even apply for. I mean, he was applying for jobs right and left, and he got a job, a better job, this one wasn't even in the workings. Excuse me? You lost your job after 24 years. But wait a minute. What's the other part of this? You got a better job? Praise God. Praise God. How about you? Have you already got your better job? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You may be seated. Didn't say you're not going to go through things. And I know there's a lot of other people that are not here today. Some of them because of their jobs, but they lost their jobs too in the last couple of years. Focus on the positive. I got a better job. I got a better car. I got a better house. Well, Pastor, I've been attacked in my body. Welcome to the club. Amen. Everybody's been attacked in their body in some way. If you're alive, you've been attacked in your body. Are you still standing? If you're still standing, that's shouting ground. Glory to God. You're focusing on the wrong thing. If you're focusing on, I was attacked, focus on, I'm still standing. The devil fired his best shot, and I'm still standing. Well, Pastor, you just don't know how my parents treated me. I was mistreated. I was lied about. I was abused. Don't focus on what's behind you, that bad that happened to you. Focus on what's in front of you. Philippians 3:13 says, and this is the New Living, no, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Isaiah 43:18-19, this is the message. Forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert, be present. I'm about to do something brand new. And it's coming your way. That's right. That scripture's for you. It is. That scripture's for you. You knew it. You knew it. You pulled it in the spirit. Jubilee Bible says, do not remember the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, and it shall come to light quickly. Quickly. That word is for you too. Quickly. It's coming to fast quickly. 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 maybe your past is filled with heartache and hurt and pain, then you must focus on forgetting the past. Don't talk about the negative things from your past, how you've been hurt or mistreated or abused. Don't focus on those past hurts in your thought life. Don't keep allowing yourselves to talk about these things anymore once you get healed. That's behind you. Leave it there. Don't make it fresh by continually thinking about it and speaking about it anymore. Leave it and let it go. Drop it. Oh, you had a bad marriage and it ended in divorce. Don't keep thinking about it. Don't keep talking about it. Let it stay in the past. Stop bringing up how your ex-husband or your ex-wife hurt you and what they did. Move on. Focus on leaving it in the past. Wait a minute, I had a newspaper clipping. I hadn't read the paper today. I was going to read it today. I don't see any of your names in the obituary. There's not a one of your names in the obituary today. Wow. That's good news, isn't it? Focus on the fact that your name's not in there. Focus on the positive. Focus on the good. Don't focus on the negative things in life. Don't focus on the negative people. Don't focus on the negative experiences. Proverbs 4 and 25 in the International Children's Bible says, keep your eyes focused on what is right. Keep looking straight ahead to what is good. Don't focus on what you're afraid of. Don't focus on what you don't have. Don't focus on what you can't do. Don't focus on your negative circumstances. Don't focus on the things that are going wrong right now. Don't focus on how hard things are. Don't focus on the negative experiences from the past. Focus on the things you are thankful for. Focus on what you do have. Focus on what you can do. Focus on the things that are going right, and some things are going right. Worry is focusing on the wrong thing. Well, maybe everything in your house is not working. We've experienced that. I mean it. Seemed like everything in the whole house at one point, this has been months and months ago, seemed like it all just went out at one time. Boom, 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 boom. Stop focusing on what's not working. Focus on what is working. Refrigerator stops. Have you got electricity? Focus on that. Glory to God. In your children, stop focusing on what you don't like about your children. Stop focusing on the things you want them to change. Focus on the things that you love about your children. Focus on the things you're thankful for about your children. Retrain yourself to say something good to them or about them. Retrain yourself to be accepting of their differences. Our children are not like us in a lot of ways. But you know what? God created them to be different than us. And that's why they're not like us. Retrain your mind to see the good and see God at work. When we get depressed, it's because we're focused on the wrong thing. When we're negative, it's because we're focused on the wrong thing. When we get really mad and crazy, how many of y'all have ever been mad and crazy? Yeah, we know. We must learn not to set our mind on these things. Don't focus on what you're afraid of. Maybe you have a fear of cancer. Don't think about getting it. Don't focus on getting it. If you do get it, focus on getting healed. Don't listen to TV shows that talk about it or your chances of getting it. Cut it off. There's an on-off switch. There's a channel changer. You can do either one. Colossians 3 and 2 in the complete Jewish Bible, focus your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. In the Amplified, I like this. Set your minds, and I think of this like a clock. Sometimes we have to set the clock. Sometimes we have to set our minds. And here it says, and keep them set on what is above. Why do we have to keep them set? Because it gets off. We hit a circumstance. We hit a problem. Then it tries to draw all our attention to it. And now you got to reset it. You reset it by writing it down. You reset it. Oh, no, I'm going to focus on the good in this situation. It looks impossible. I'm going to focus on the good. I'm going to focus on the possibilities. I'm going to focus on how God can work this out. I'm going to focus on what He did before. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to reset my mind. I'm going to reset my thinking. I'm going to retrain my mind to see the good, to look for the good, to talk about the good. God is doing a new thing, and He's doing it now, and I'm going to talk about that. Become aware of all the good that God has now surrounded you with. You say, I just don't know of anything good. Did you go out to eat? Did you eat the food? Was it good? That's something good. Write it down. You went to church today? Was the praise and worship crazy good? I mean, crazy good. Write it down. You put gas in your car and it cost you less than it did the last time? That's right. That's good. That's something good. Write it down. Somebody gave you a gift. Somebody gave you a dessert. Somebody gave you apple butter. Somebody gave you a pie. Somebody gave you some food. I don't know why I keep going this way. I'm not sure. I guess undoubtedly that's the Spirit leading. Somebody gave you a compliment. That's something good. Write it down. Somebody let you go in front of them in line. That's something good. Write it down. Somebody treated you with love and respect. That's something good. Write it down. The more you start looking for the good and noticing the good and writing down the good, the more your mind will focus on the good in life. I'm coming to a close. I'm going to ask Pastor Sharon if she come. Romans 12 and 2 in the Contemporary English says, don't be like the people of the world, but let God change the way you think. Then you'll know how to do everything that is good and pleasing to Him. Philippians 4 and 8, again, from the beginning, complete Jewish Bible. In conclusion, brothers, focus your thoughts on what is true, noble, righteous, pure, lovable, or admirable, on some virtue or on something praiseworthy. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Awesome, awesome, awesome word. Amen.
Amen.
Now, some of us have been praying about things that, and we're asking God to help us with them, things that we are worried about, our cares, our troubles, our problems, whatever it is. Pastor just gave us some keys right there. Amen? Change our focus, change our words, how we're looking at things and what we are saying, and write down the things you are thankful for, the things you are grateful for. Write down the good things, amen, and then focus on those things. And before you know it, you'll be thinking more on the good things, and your mouth will start talking the good things.
That's right.
More.
That's right.
And see, that's how we pull ourselves out. Mm-hmm. A lot of times.
That's right.
You know, when the enemy's coming against us with something that it's such a care and such a concern on us, and he wants us to get in that place of worry and fear, mm-hmm. and doubt, mm-hmm. and unbelief. Well, we can fight that. We can fight a way out of that. Amen?
Amen.
It might
Amen.
Take a real push and a real shove on our part, but we have got the weapons to do it with. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And, you know, sometimes it starts with just a little thing.
That's
it
right.
might seem like a little thing, mm-hmm. to write down the good things,
uh-huh.
the things that you're thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a strong thing because that is in the Word of God.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Think on these things.
Yes.
The things that are good and lovely and of a good report.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why God said that in His Word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Because
Amen.
He knows that that is going to give you strength
yes.
in the hard times.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
God is good. Let's give Him one more hand clap of
Glory
praise.
To God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So when we go out these doors, and especially when we lay down at night, when the enemy starts coming and speaking those fearful thoughts in our minds, worry thoughts, problem thoughts, just get your pen and paper out. Okay, if
uh-huh.
the devil's got the nerve
uh-huh.
to come in
uh-huh.
and wake me, keep me from
yeah.
going to sleep,
yeah.
then I've got the nerve to just write down
yeah.
how good God
That's right.
is.
That's
Amen.
Right. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I can just focus on uh-huh. God's goodness.
That's right.
Because it's not anything with us.
That's right.
See, the devil will try to put us in that arena.
Uh-huh.
But we just say, God is good.
Uh-huh.
God has given me food to eat.
Uh-huh.
It might be a little thing you can start out
That's
with.
That's right.
God's given me food. God's given me clothes to
yes.
wear.
Yes.
He's given me a job.
Yes.
And God is going to bless me on my job. You put everything down that you want on your job.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Everything you want on your job, you write it down.
That's right.
Amen. And
that's
you start focusing on that.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And
uh-huh.
you see how God will turn things around.
Amen.
On your marriage.
Uh-huh.
Pastor brought out about marriage this mm-hmm. morning. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you want in your spouse.
Uh-huh.
You look and you write that down,
that's
amen.
That's right, that's right.
And you know, things are going to turn around.
Amen.
Because then you're going to start focusing better. You're
uh-huh.
going to start thinking better.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to be, oh, well, they're this and they're just that.
Uh-huh.
And you know, all the negative things.
Mm-hmm.
But God, amen. God will turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
God will turn it around,
uh-huh.
amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What the enemy has meant for evil,
uh-huh.
God will take that
yes,
very
yes,
thing
yes.
that he meant for evil
yes,
and
yes.
he will turn it around for your good.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And guess who gets the glory for
glory
it?
Glory to God.
Almighty
glory
God,
to God
gets the glory.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We love to just give the devil a black eye,
yes.
don't we?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, the enemy tried to come in and get you down
uh-huh.
and get you oppressed
uh-huh.
and get you depressed.
Uh-huh.
But God, I'm writing down everything I'm thankful
uh-huh.
for,
uh-huh.
everything I'm grateful
yes.
for.
Yes.
Writing down how good my
yes.
God is.
Yes.
And I'm coming out.
Yes.
I'm pressing through
yes.
that thing. Amen.
Yes.
And
yes.
it's coming out of my mouth.
Yes.
I'm thankful that God has been so good to me.
Yes.
I'm thankful
yes.
that God has given me such awesome children.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
See, I'm pressing through with the good things. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Giving God the glory.
Glory to God.
Giving God the glory.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. I've got news for you this morning. You are God's favorite child.
Yeah, yeah.
You are his
yeah,
favorite child
yeah,
this morning,
yeah,
amen?
Yeah.
Not that we deserve anything in our own
come on,
selves.
Come on.
But we deserve it because
come
of the
on.
Blood of
yeah,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Glory
because
to God.
Of the one who we have made Lord and Savior
yes.
of our lives.
Yes.
That's why we deserve it.
Yes.
That's why, because of who our God is.
Yes.
Amen. And so when the enemy comes whispering to you, well, you should be in a pitiful state. You shouldn't have anything good. You just say, that's not what my God says.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Glory
that's
to God.
Not who I serve.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Yeah.
I deserve everything good because God is good
uh-huh.
and he gives good gifts to his children.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. We're speaking truth this morning.
Yes.
The
yes.
truth of God will cut through that
yes.
darkness.
Yes.
Cut through that problem.
Yes.
Cut through that oppression.
Yes.
Cut through that depression.
Glory to
cut
God.
Cut through that worry.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
The truth will set you free.
Yes.
Glory to
yes.
God.
Yes.
The truth.
Yes.
See, the enemy will say, you're not saying the truth. When you write down those good things, when you focus on those good things, he'll say, that's not true. Well, he's a liar. Let everyone be a liar, but let God be the truth.
That's
amen.
Right. That's right.
And God's word is truth. So if you're speaking the word of God,
yes.
doesn't matter what your circumstances
that's
are.
That's right.
Doesn't matter what they say.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
When you're speaking the word of God, you are speaking the truth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now I'm going to stop and I'm going to ask Ashley to come on up and let's give God one more hand clap of praise.